You can help WYXR by making a year-end tax-deductible donation. Go to newyear.wyxr.org and give right now.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm the archivist here at WYXR, 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR, 91.7 FM, Memphis. Raised by sound.
To For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. And I'm so excited because today's show is super special. I have a special guest with me today. Her name is Tangela. So definitely make sure to stay tuned to listen to that interview a little bit later. We've got some amazing music on the way, so make sure you keep your ears open. You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
Dancing in the club, shawty looking too exotic. Baby, can I get a hook? Said she wanna get naughty.
Cop it, let me sip this drink and 10. Meet me in the lobby.
If we can ride, tonight it gon' be lit. Let me flip you on your side. You ain't gon' want me to quit. I'm just trying to take my time. This right here ain't gon' be quick. They call me your mechanic, man. Girl, you gon' get your fix. That's the shh. Yeah, I know you got a man, but shawty, you grown. Your skin tone, mind blown by the way that you look in the thong. Leave your long, scratch to get it. Let me know you ready. Slip it off your shoulder, got you breathing heavy. Pull up closer, hit the dozer, then we at it. Get up to a climax. It's a movie, IMAX. Girl, you got that body out of it. I'm talking straight facts. Pretty big, the straight pack. A love song, play it back. Girl, you good as gold, I'm talking straight plaques.
You should come over sometimes.
Baby, you're my lover, you're my residence. My pretty angel with no halo, you was heaven sent. Dedication and my love for you is evident. We locked eyes and it's been going down ever since. Good drink, good conversation. Love is my occupation, so stop your hesitating. Girl, ain't no time for waiting. You know that I don't care, cause we're the perfect pair. It's you and me, girl, caught up in this love affair.
I'd imagine you took me out, show me something, or show me around.
Yeah. you going? Where you flying to? And no, she just happened to stop by when I was chilling outside. Are you looking for fruit? Buzzing like loop musical annoyance and points. I'm amused by your pursuit. Well, like, I catch you, I kill you, I smash you, I end you. No big deal, you was buzzing by my earlobe. No thoughts, I go on with my day, listening to Jigga and Dilla. I'm no killer, I was chilling, you was buzzing, now you so gone, so gone, so gone. So gone, so gone, so gone. Second lines, the trumpet blast, footwork, the boat sell, streetcar, casket trail, t-shirts, city fair, dollar store, liquor store, corner store, pouring out the liquor, not the liquor poured. Missing what was missing, it was here before. Knock, 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 knocking at the door. Knock, 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 knocking at the door. Knock, knock, knock. Little, little fly, we search little, little time. We watch you try, 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 not to let it fly by. In the race against everything, we watch it race against you. Oh, the God against you. You just a little, little fly, we search little, little time. Little fire, fire, fly, how dare you shine that bright? Every night's gotta die. Every night's gotta die. I miss my little firefly. There's a hole in my heart. Try to keep it on the low. When I conjure in the dark, what we said from the start. Little fire, firefly. It's just little, little time. You deserve the space to shine. A mama who don't gotta cry. Be sure to look you in the eye. When I tell you fly high. Took a good take from broken. Fix it. Fix him. Appreciate.
WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Crosstown Brewing Company. The brewery kitchen is now open and serving liquor and wine along with our craft beers. Kitchen hours are Monday and Tuesday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 9 p.m., and Sundays, noon to 7. We're now accepting reservations for corporate and holiday parties. More information can be found at crosstownbeer.com.
You are listening to For the Girls on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. I am here with a very, 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 very special guest, and I'm super, super excited about today's show. I'm here with Tangela.
Hey.
I'm here with a local Memphis artist, singer, songwriter, producer, performer, genius. I'm just gonna put that there. Just we also have Kiana Lede's live sound engineer as well. Just multifaceted, talented lady here in the building with me. Hello, hello, Tangela.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming by and just saying hey to your girl, kicking it with me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. So let's just dive right in. You've been super busy this last year, I would say, just the last few months. You've been doing a lot of amazing things. Mm-hmm. And recently, you just had your song, Dirty, as a sync placement on Tyler Perry's new show, Beauty in Black, on Netflix.
I did.
Oh, my God.
I did, yeah. Hella cool.
Hella cool.
Shout out Mackenzie and Charles at Crosstown Sync.
Yeah. So talk about that process and what that was like for you, for one, writing the song and then just getting that linked with Crosstown Sync, and then, you know, how you found out about the song being placed on the show, like what that was like for you.
Okay, so like initially the beat was made by Ebony Smith Music, and I had at the time never rapped aloud, I'll say. Like, no, I'm lying. I had rapped aloud, but like only in cyphers with my friends in college and stuff like that. And at the time, child, I was trash. Like, I was just trying to find my way through the rap girly forest. And when I got that beat, I was like, you know, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to try something that's a little bit more sensual, that's like a little bit more rap girly. Let's do some coochie rap or something.
Just
you know,
go for it.
And that's kind of how Dirty came out. I recorded it with Amanda Davis. Shout out to Amanda Davis. Helped with vocal production as well on the song, and it came out really great. Like, I loved it. You know, I got to insert like Pootie Tang bars and stuff like that here and there, and I did not think that it would like get placed like that, but it is one that people love. And it has a lot of quotables and stuff that people love to say.
Of course.
Thanks. Thank you so much. When I found out about the placement, I was so shocked. Like, I don't think I told really anybody. I think the day that I got the placement, I was going to pick up Kenesia to work on some music with her. And I was just blasting the song. I think it's really easy, like, as artists to make music and then completely forget about it, which is a habit that I'm really trying to get out of, just on a personal level, but also on like a marketing front. It's important to continue to push like your old music and stuff like that. And so listening to it, I was like, wow. Even watching it on the show, it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
My mom was on the phone watching it, screaming. My nana's just like, my nana don't even have Netflix, has no idea how to get to Netflix. Let her tell it, it's a road you drive on. But screaming is just excitement, because, you know, it's the beginning of something. When you're doing music and been doing music for so long, it's crazy when you're actually starting to like reap a harvest. It doesn't always, you know, happen immediately, but this was something that I think just got me geared up for what's next and what else could come from it. You know what I mean? My listenership is going up because of the placement. I'm seeing people respond under the music video on YouTube. Shout out to Hathor Firm helping with that music video. And it's cool. It's wild. It's unbelievable. You know, kind of surreal.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget, you know, the work that you do.
Yeah.
And it matters, even if you don't see anything from it, like within the first, like I made that song 2-3 years ago. And now I'm seeing something, and seeing that something like this could happen has me even more amped for like, okay, well, if this is happening in a 2-3 year period, like imagine what 10 years of like consistent investment is going to look like.
Absolutely. And that's something that's so good for, I think, just all artists to remember. Charles from Crosstown Sync, he said something really cool during the Music Supervisor Weekend, where we had an awesome time listening to one of your other songs that you had written. He was just saying, as artists, we shouldn't sleep on our own stuff just because it's old, quote unquote. It may be old to us, but it's always going to be new to someone every day. And even as consumers of music and listeners, we have moments where we rediscover old songs that we forgot that we loved. And so that's amazing. And I'm so happy for you. I was watching the Dirty music video, and on YouTube it says shot on iPhone.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
Shout out Sasha Murphy.
Okay.
At Hathor Firm. She did her thing for sure.
I love that. And I'm super happy for you. So you just recently had a really big show at Growlers.
Yep.
How was that?
It was. I'm laughing because the freak out like beforehand. Like if you knew all the dirty details, pun intended, of like mm-hmm. the things that like fell through beforehand and like, you know, just trying to give birth to a thing. Mm-hmm. The audience, like the folk that came, they were standing like the whole time until I asked them to sit down mm-hmm. and then I asked them to stand up again and they it continued to stand. It was amazing. I was just like, wow, this crowd is so locked in to me. And then that's something that, because I don't perform as much as I would like to, that having that proper exchange between me and the audience, I will never like second guess the audience's ability to like resonate with me, no matter how I feel about my own personal performance. Mm-hmm. The fact that people were there and having a blast and dancing and twerking and getting booked at the end, like I'm so grateful. If anybody who came to the show is listening, like I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Like, put so much fuel in my tank for what's to come, for sure.
That's amazing and that's beautiful, and I think that's just also a testament to just a glimpse of what it's like to be a Memphis artist, just an artist that was raised, because there's just so much love and there's so much vibrancy in the city and so much support that even, like you were saying, if you feel like you aren't performing as much, when you do step out, because there are so many people behind you that, like, when they hear your name, it's just, it's a resonance, you know what I'm saying? And plus, your music is definitely, like, live show, not worthy, but just, like, hearing it live, it's just something different. I feel like that when people hear it, it's a different response compared to other genres, because I feel like, yes, you're an amazing vocalist, singer, rapper, but it's like when you put all those things together with like a little bit of rock, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, it's like it just hits different for
Thank
sure.
You.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
I love it. I love it. Okay, and so you also recently just released a new single.
I did.
Voila.
Yes,
we get to listen to today.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that really quick. Or do we want to listen to it first and then talk about
it? Let's listen to it.
Let's listen to it. All right, everyone. So we're about to play Voila by Tangela. You are listening to 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
Look, it's tear of the black cat, superstitious. I can be your genie, grant you all your wishes. A whole tramp in a lamp, but you gotta kiss it. Lick my lips, then in time, baby, it's delicious. Yeah, my in the mood, but I got to do. You might miss this kitty, she ain't missing you. I might do my business, I ain't minding you. Blowing up my line like I got time for you. I'm gonna keep it the fuck, cause you know that I'm looking at God. And I never had to say no, that had to throw in my wallet. Never did she let you know that you can take a sakai. She gon' think about it, go get it, look around me, I got it. I'm gonna keep it the fuck, cause you know that I'm never had to so go to have that door in my wallet. There ain't this shit that you know that is a car. She can think about it, go get it. Look around me, I got it like Wa-la-la-la-la. Coming from the bottom, yeah, I got it up the gutter. Wa-la-la-la-la. From my ex, still never find another. Wa-la-la-la-la. Yeah, I'm coming from the bottom, yeah, I got it up the gutter. Wa-la-la-la-la. Coming like Wa-la-la-la-la. I'm coming like, I know you like. I see you thirsty, hope you brought your appetite. Like a Gemini, when it come to getting my overtime overdrive. Saddle up on these beats till I override. Eldorado these streets till the streets might. Bang bang ski ski in the meantime. In the meantime, I'm gonna keep it the fuck with you, know that I'm dodging. I never had to sell though, they had the dough in my wallet. Never did she let you know that you can take us a cash. You can think about it, go get it, look around me, I got it. I'ma keep it the fuck with you, know that I'm dodging. Never had to sell though, they had the dough in my wallet. Never did she let you know that you can take us a cash. You can think about it, go get it, look around me, I got it. Like,
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all just listened to Voila by Tangela live on 91.7 of MWYXR Memphis. You're listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair. That was amazing.
Thanks.
No, like, that was amazing.
Thank you.
That hit. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, so talk to us about the song.
Voila. Okay, first of all, it's produced by Sunny, a.k.a. Bounce Sky, Kingpin the Composer, and LJ1S Productions. Have to shout out the folks. They are Memphis-based producers and put their whole foot in their track. Like, I remember when LJ first sent that joint to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, floored because there aren't many times, like, as a songwriter and a rapper, like, folk always send it. Little good? Malfunction. My bad. folks are always like sending me beats and stuff like that, and rarely ever do I get beats from folk that are actually like very much synchronistic to like me, like that I listen to it and I'm like, duh, this is a me beat, you know what I mean? And so when I listened to that, I said, oh, this got me all over it. And so I listened to it so constantly. Most times I'm like, especially when I'm driving by myself, like I'm either got my headphones in or like blasting the song, like just on a loop, because driving kind of forces me to get into like a state of just passively doing something else. And I wouldn't advise it, but passively doing something else to where like lyrics will just like come to me. And voila, it happened that way. And I had the hook I had driving. The same thing happened with Dirty though. But I could not for the life of me figure out like what to do with the rest of the second verse. And so I tapped in my friend and creative partner, like Myra Spell, and she helped me like with a few lines in the first verse. Voila is like the epitome of like a villain era anthem for me, you know. Okay. And I feel like I'm a very spiritual person, but I don't ever want to use my craft to be so spiritual that it doesn't like relate to other people or relate to people who may not, you know, for be sure. All woo woo and stuff like that. But it's really about people's ability to like manifest things that they want. Like my favorite lines of the whole song is, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, no ducking and dodging. I never had to sell dope to have that dough in my wallet. That right there should let you know that this right here is Akashic. I think about it, go get it, look around me, I got it. Like the epitome of like, I'm a grind for what I want, mm-hmm. and I grind for what's mine. And as a person who wants to remain an independent artist and not like have to sign my soul over, sign my IP over to a label to garner the attention that I need, like having that kind of anthem in my mind and in my heart, but also bestowing those kind of words to a listener and other artists and stuff like that, you know, it matters to me. And yes, absolutely, I have some very vaginal bars and like talking about, you know, the birds and the bees and such, yeah. like that, because I at no point do I want to remove my humanness and my ability to air and like mm-hmm. be in my lower nature. I want to always within my artistry represent the duality of human nature. And so yeah, while my mind do be on like higher thinking and like higher level things, spiritual things, don't get it twisted. Like I'm still very much gonna die in this piece, very much a human being, very much, you know, primal in ways, mm-hmm. you know.
Balance. It's absolutely. All about balance for sure.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something that's so interesting. I feel like as artists, you hear a lot of time people coming up to you like, oh, I wanna work for you, or have this song for you, or I wanna do this with you, I wanna collab. But there is something so, it almost feels like a spiritual connection when you can listen to something that someone made for you and it sounds like you. Like you said, like, oh, this sounds totally something like what I would be on, something I would want to listen to myself if I weren't the artist on the song,
yeah.
for sure. And I feel like that just shows in your authenticity and the way that you show up just as an artist, the way you carry yourself as a human being, because we're all human beings first. And I'm so inspired by that, and I just can't wait for so many more people to know you and to see you and hear you, for yeah. sure, because you deserve that.
Thank
1000% tenfold. So talk to us about what we can look forward to, what's coming up, what are we working on, or what are we just enjoying and sitting in right now as an artist?
Well, I'm working on more consistent releases and making sure that I, as we spoke about earlier, make sure that the other music that I've released gets the attention and the plan behind it that it needs to find other listeners and continue to build a solid fan base. I think that I am a person who, when given the time and space to be in my own thoughts, I can float there for years at a time. You know what I mean? So I want to get out of that space. I want to work up to the ability to be like a Frank Ocean or Erykah Badu. Like, you just know that, like, when they're about to release a project, they're going to release a project and they're going to go on tour and they're not doubting whether they can fill seats and stuff or not. Mm-hmm. And so I want to build a system to where I can, like, release music more consistently and not think so heavily about it. I think that I'm in a space where I am developing a standard operating like procedure for how I do my releases. Yeah. Shout out Hawthorne Firm for assisting in that. Because at times I just, you know, want to be an artist and I don't always want to be seen, dog. Like, I want to be up under my rock.
Yeah.
I am Patrick Starr for with sure. It. Like, Patrick Tangy Starr. Like, I love being under my rock and stuff, but my calling requires that I am more visible. My calling requires that, like, I am consistent with, you know, posting on social media. It requires me to have shows. It requires me to do things that, funny enough, I'm not gonna say it's not in my nature. Like, I have to cut on extroversion. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm very much an extrovert, and when I'm comfortable around people, absolutely, I'm twerking on the floor, I'm doing everything, like, doing all types of stuff, throwing glitter everywhere, but for the most part, I'm very much a person that's a recluse, and so
yeah,
my natural inclination to, like, I'm fighting my natural inclination to be like, okay, I'll put something out, bye, see y'all later.
Oh my god. That is so you're preaching to the choir right now. Look, it's all artists right now.
I have people in my life who preach to me, mm-hmm, and be like, look, like, you want this, so you have to. And don't get me wrong, I do believe that there are things that, like, yeah, you can do artistry your way, but my way would be not talking to y'all. Like, and it would not garner any money. It would not garner any attention. Yeah. I would just still be listening to my own music. You know what I mean? And so this next phase of my life is like, it take what it take, like the sacrifices that are necessary, the money that needs to be invested. Even just on a personal level, like really having to assess, like, I'm turning 30 this year. So I'm reflecting on what I need, but also, like, what does my career need from me? What sacrifices have I thought myself out of believing that, you know, I can do? What things that am I overthinking? Who do I need to get to do this side of the thinking that I don't fully understand? Or, like, I don't know. Yeah, I want more consistent releases, and I want to be in people's faces a lot more. So prepare to be sick of me, world.
Prepare to be sick of me.
Y'all gonna be mad.
Period. That is so real, though, because, like, I was just having a pep talk with one of my mentors, and he's like, okay, you're not a college student anymore, Trinity. Like, you have to get outside. Like, no one's gonna know who you are if you're sitting in your house. And it's like, okay, you're right, but yeah. But thank you for coming out of your house and coming to hang out with me to me today. For sure.
I do not like going out of my house.
Listen, but we definitely enjoyed having you, the girls. We are so excited for everything that is to come from you, music wise and performance wise all those things. Where can we find you at on social media, and how can we keep up with you?
My Instagram and other handles is Tangela Music.
Tangela Music, mm-hmm, on Instagram, mm-hmm, and everywhere else. And Voila is out on all streaming platforms.
It is.
All DSPs. Everyone give it up for Tangela. Woo! Thank you so much for coming by. You are listening to For the Girls with Trinity Adair on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. We got a few more minutes. We're just going to enjoy some tunes until Just a Touch comes up with Stephanie and Vivi. Thank y'all. And thank you, Tangela. Meow. Thank you.
is perfect, so I'll let you be. I'll let you be. It's the way you wear your emotions on both of your sleeves. Oh, to the face you make when I tell you.
Thank you. Kim Lloyd,
and I'm Caitlin Lloyd,
and you're listening to WYXR 91.